approximately 80 special needs students and over 100 high school volunteers from South Summit, Park City, and Wasatch schools came together wearing red, white, and green t-shirts on Tuesday morning to participate in the inaugural Tri-District Special Needs Track Meet. Track meet participants were able to run in 50, 100, and 200-meter dash races, as well as high jump, long jump, and softball throws. At the finish line of each event was a medal for all participants. Participants were even able to get their faces painted by cheerleaders. Wasatch High School Athletic Director Steve Marcin organized the special needs track meet after hearing about a similar event in a neighboring school district.
I got the idea from a good friend of mine, Dave Boyack, who's the athletic director at Maple Mountain. They do an annual Nebo School District special needs track meet. So last year, I went down and watched it, and it was phenomenal. All the joy and happiness, and I thought, we need to do that. So I talked to Shad Stevens at South Summit and Jamie Sheets at Park City and said, hey, let's do a tri-district one, because we probably couldn't do it on our own, but bringing them all together. Plus, we brought our athlete councils together. They're working together to make this happen.
The event was put on in large part thanks to student volunteers from Wasatch, South Summit, and Park City High Schools. Park City High School baseball captain and leadership council member Daniel Schultz says after learning about the opportunity, he was eager to volunteer to help the special needs track meet.
It was actually really amazing. It's always great to see the kids that you go to school with that come to see us play sports and actually get to help them and support them while they're competing.
Parents were also in attendance at the meet. South Summit School District employee and Oakley resident Stephanie Clegg was at the event to cheer on her daughter Avery. Clegg says she's excited to see the event continue in the future.
This is an incredible opportunity for all the kids to do. And even the volunteers, the high school kids are revving it up too and enjoying it a lot. So yes, these special needs kids don't have a whole lot of activities that they can be involved in. So we love it and they love it. And we like that we're going to continue it for years to come and rotate to other schools and have more people involved in the coming years.
After the final event, athletes and volunteers gathered for a photo before sharing a pizza lunch together. You can find photos and videos from the track meet on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.